drought starting to make an impact on food prices. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, all along, food economists have predicted for the drought to have its full impact on food prices in 2013. And USDA economist Ricky Volpe says, indeed,
we're going to see strong food price inflation for a lot of animal-based products. That's expected to happen relatively early in the year, in the first quarter or the first half of 2013. But looking ahead towards the tail end of 2013, that's when we expect to see more significant impacts for all these more packaged, processed, shelf-stabled foods, things like soups and condiments and side dishes, and then even things like breakfast cereals and packaged breads, those kinds of foods. That's where we're going to start to see the impacts of the drought happen a little bit later. So consumers are going to feel it more for those foods. It'll be more incremental. It'll be a little bit smaller, but it will happen in the second half of 2013 and maybe even in 2014.
And for those consumers on the lookout for any markers signifying higher prices to come, Volpe says they need to look no further than the milk case.
Fluid milk is notable. In the last month alone, it increased almost an entire percentage point in prices. And recently, in the last few months, we've seen fluid milk prices ticking up. So it does appear as if for this food, the drought has really started to hit it. And we always kind of expected that fluid milk and dairy would be kind of a good bellwether of where the drought is headed, because we're looking at a food group that is not very storable and doesn't require a lot of processing. So expect to see dairy products, that this large category on average, go up about 4% in 2013 as a result of these higher feed prices.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.